On this day before Valentine's Day, love is in the air, and for some, so is heartache. Listening to music can be a way to deal with it. In Mexico, when you have had a couple of tequilas and you need a good cry, the music you put on is rancheras. NPR's Adrian Florido brings us the story of a woman who fell in love with her culture through this music.
When Beatriz García Meade was 13, her family moved from a working-class Mexican neighborhood in San Antonio, Texas, to a mostly white neighborhood with a country club.
And in my quest to fit in, I guess, I aligned myself with all the people that I was surrounded by. And so was very disconnected from being a Garcia, if you will.
She didn't speak Spanish. Sometimes she hid the fact that she was Mexican. But her parents were like many Mexican parents, and during Sunday chores or at parties, they would blast ranchera songs. Por tu maldito amor. Rancheras are traditional songs from Mexico's countryside. García remembers how emotional her parents would get when they played them.
Oh, I hate to say this, but it was kind of embarrassing. It's just so over the top.
As a kid, García was listening to rock and pop. She liked singers like Linda Ronstadt. What García didn't know was that Ronstadt, too, was Mexican. One day, the late 80s,
I heard my father talking about Linda Ronstadt's Canciones de mi Padre.
It was Ronstadt's album of Mexican music, Rancheras.
And it piqued my interest, and I remember going and finding the CD and listening in secret. And I loved the music.
The album starts with Ronstadt singing about a lost love. Because of that love, she sings, I've cried tears of blood straight from my heart. For the first time, García understood the lyrics because the album's liner notes had them in English.
And feeling for the first time that connection and the stories, the passion, it struck me deeply.
Canciones de mi Padre was García's gateway to the music, but also to exploring her Mexican identity. Eventually, she went off to college, where one of her roommates was Mexican, and together they went to bars that played rancheras. By now, it was the mid-90s, the internet was taking off, so García dialed up and looked for translations. García remembers it wasn't that long after that she cried to a ranchera for the first time. It was on one of those visits to the bar.
As the night wore on, as the beers were consumed, and feeling this love for our culture, our people, for being Mexican. Qué lejos estoy del suelo donde he nacido. Esa nostalgia invade mi pensamiento. That's when the tears start flowing. Al verme tan solo y triste,
cual hoja al viento. Since then, she's cried countless times listening to rancheras. And now, at family parties, she and her dad and her uncle, they belt them out together. And García knows what she's singing about. Adrian Florido, NPR News.
Tierra del Sol. You can hear a longer version of this story on NPR's Latino USA podcast.